Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Steve Jones out for this particular week. Kevin Herb, Bob Buehner in the Sunbury Motor Studio today. The very tan Bob Buehner, I might add. How long have you been in the sun this so far this summer? Like all 40 days?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And filling the big shoes of Steve Jones, who is enjoying himself someplace, somewhere.
And an undisclosed vacation destination.
Yeah. He may be in the witness protection program for all we know.
You know, it might be a thing like what Dan Patrick did recently. Maybe he's filming a movie. You know, at the end of the week last week, Dan Patrick was out. Maybe he's doing a movie.
He and Steve Jones.
Yeah.
They could be.
That would be an interesting duo. There.
Oh, boy. Well, yes, we'll fill in for Steve. We'll try and cover as many topics as we can.
One of the nice things is when Steve isn't here, we have a chance to look at high school football a lot more. Obviously, because of NCAA regulations, Steve is only able to talk about certain things. So we thought we'd take an opportunity and chat a little high school football today. But as you know, many, many things going on in the sports world with Johnny Manziel, issues on signing autographs, and, of course, the latest Major League Baseball suspension. So we'll get into all that as well. Today's show sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. They're our sponsor every Monday. We appreciate the folks at Purdy Insurance. If you want to find out how you can save some money and make sure you're well covered, go to PurdyInsurance.com or visit them there. And as I said, Bob and I in the Sunbury Motors Studio East, we'll call it. Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Hopefully able to have Jim Kaiser on with us of the Danville Ironmen today. He is, I understand, not practicing. He's actually recreating today, so we're hoping to be able to talk with him here this hour, and hoping to chat with Todd Tilford as well, the Shikellamy Braves, talk a little bit about their upcoming season, and chat a little bit about the new heat acclimation rules that the PIAA put in place. And Bob, the heat acclimation rules are really unique because practices officially don't start until the 12th. Now, you can have like lifting and conditioning and that sort of thing, but nothing in the way of full pads or contact. Well, the PIAA changed that this year because they had an opportunity, and they've talked with a lot of doctors over the years and trying to get everything squared away with not having any heat-related illnesses or issues during the months of August in that two-week period, or even leading up to the first even 2 weeks of the regular season can be rather warm with temperatures in the 90s from time to time. And what they did was they created a three-day heat acclimation setup where you get a structured set of things you're allowed to do. Then you have to take breaks and water breaks. Then you have to go back and work out again. And you have to do it for three consecutive days, gradually adding more pads. Basically helmets, I understand helmets one day, then helmets and shoulder pads, and then full pads on the third day. Here's the thing that I think is going to be very interesting. If you miss one day as a player, you can't make up one day. You've got to start over with your heat acclimation from the very beginning. So a lot of coaches being concerned about this decided to make the heat acclimation test this week, which is actually before official practices start. I know some coaches are against this because it feels that some teams will have an unfair advantage, but everybody has that opportunity right now to have those extra 3 days, and most of them picked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week to do those heat acclimations.
You can remember a time in the 60s and 70s when coaches and people that are involved in high school football thought it was like only give water at certain times and give everybody salt tablets.
Oh, yeah, and then and make sure they don't drink excess amounts of water
and all that.
Limit the water intake. Yeah.
Exactly, and we've actually come, obviously, full circle. You know, every year it seems that you read a story from Florida, Georgia, Alabama, or Texas, somewhere in the South, where some football player literally falls over and doesn't, you know, survive because of this heat problem. And I think the way to do it is, as the PIAA did in Pennsylvania, let's get the medical people involved. Let's make decisions based on science and evidence and not on anecdotes or on what seems to be the right thing.
Or what we've done in the past.
Yeah, because those salt tablets were probably a good thing, but without water, they're a really bad thing.
Well, we also talk about water breaks. A lot of times it's not even water now. It's sports drinks or something along that line to try and help not only keep the player hydrated, but keep the potassium levels up and everything as well for leg cramps. I mean, you see a lot, first 2 weeks of the season, especially in high school football, you see a lot of leg cramps because these are not, you know, athletes that have the opportunity to be in the training room all the time the way a college athlete would be. I use all the time liberally.
Right.
You understand what
yes,
I mean?
I do.
But, you know, college athletes are going to have a little bit more opportunity and more training time than maybe a high school athlete would have. So you see a lot of those leg cramps come in on a Friday night.
Or just
early in the season.
Just the staff that's available to high school teams is not as extensive, obviously, or even approximates what you see at the college level, whether it's Susquehanna, Bucknell, Bloomsburg, or Penn State. So you have to rely on the head coach and the assistant coaches being there and making sure everybody's got plenty of liquids and that they're ready to condition. In other words, you have to get conditioned to get in condition for the football drills.
That's true.
And you just can't have the summer off and all of a sudden show up the first day of practice in full pads with another 20 pounds of gear on at 10 o'clock in the morning when it's 85 degrees and think you can go through the motions. Obviously, a very good rule. The question will be, will there be some coaches or some teams take a competitive advantage out of it? Well, maybe not. But the overall thing is safety of the and health of the athletes.
And I read a number, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but since 1995, about 45 high school players have lost their lives due to heat-related illnesses in the late summer, early fall situation, practice situations, and game situations as well.
And what I think a lot of it is some of these kids have some pre-existing conditions which haven't been diagnosed.
That's true.
And what happens is the stress to the heart is such from the heat and the lack of water or fluids that it just puts so much stress that the pre-existing condition just comes to the fore and somebody falls over and they later find out it was a heart condition undiagnosed.
As I said, that's not necessarily the big story of the day. The big story of the day has to do with the suspensions, and we'll get to all that and the latest with A-Rod after Above the Noise with Dan Patrick.
For a quality pre-owned vehicle, well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on Pre-Auction Blowout.
Let the sizzle and summer sales event get you fired up with a 2011 Ford Fiesta four-door sedan with a new set of tires, $12,491. 2005 Dodge Dakota four-door quad cab, $12,995. 2008 Honda Accord four-door LX, $13,998. 2009 Dodge Journey four-wheel drive SXT, $14,995. 2011 Ford Escape four-wheel drive XLT, $16,994. 2010 Ford Explorer Eddie Bauer Edition, $24,995. And a like-new 2012 Ford F-150 XLT, just $33,000.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout 24-7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car. Picked the make, model and dealer all by himself and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word, Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
No doubt the ultimate sports bar will be buzzing tonight with Pharrell on the bench after 10.
Well, lots to talk about today, Kevin. And, you know, we've just got a news flash from the Major League Baseball headquarters about what's going on with all these player suspensions. We'll call on you to give us the update.
Well, three-time MVP Alex Rodriguez has been suspended through the 2014 season. So basically, his suspension is going to be this year and next year. I believe they adds up to like 214 some odd games along that line, but it's all the way through the 2014 season. And for a guy who's pushing 40 now, He will be 40, I believe, at the end of the suspension, or be just about 40.
He's on the senior circuit of the senior circuit.
Right.
There's no question about that.
And he could very well, that could very well be, a as far as a player, a lifetime ban. Now, that's not a lifetime ban from baseball the way Pete Rose did, but it's definitely going to end his career. Now, he's gonna immediately go and go for arbitration on this.
He is.
And that could take as much as 3 weeks, so he could still be playing.
Every bit of that, and supposedly, as I understand it, the Yankees have activated him, and he's scheduled to start tonight.
He is indeed on the roster for tonight.
It'll be interesting to see the kind of greeting that he receives when they announce him and he takes the field.
You know, a lot of these guys that were announced today, there were 13 in all, including A-Rod. A-Rod got the largest suspension by far, but some of the names were a little bit of a surprise. I had not heard Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Antonio Bastardo, the reliever, in on this list, and he ended up popping up today as one of the three that came up as of today. No word on when he took it or when he allegedly took the substances or visited Biogenesis or anything along that line. But the 27-year-old is 3-2 with a couple of saves and a 2.32 ERA for the Phillies right now. And you know what? The lefty's actually having a pretty good season.
He's
been struggling, except in the playoffs, for the Phillies especially. And this year has had a pretty good season.
Yeah, he was. They really had counted on him up to this point in the time to he may be one of the few guys that has a winning record on that whole Phillies pitching staff.
Yeah, especially in the middle inning relief and late relief.
Yeah, but you know, he was a surprise. As I understand it, and A-Rod is the only one of this now infamous 13, and I'm sure that newspaper headline writers will give them a name.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have
a collective group. The fake 13, whatever you want to call it. But 12 have apparently accepted responsibility and in essence gave the equivalent of a guilty plea.
Correct.
And so there will be no arbitration. It's overdone and serve your time and come back out.
The 50 games, by the way, is the everybody else's punishment, we'll call
it. It's the minimum.
Without pay. That's the 50-game suspension. And I do want to mention this. Yankees outfielder Fernando Martinez is actually a member of the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Rail Riders, or the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders right now. So he'll end up serving the suspension at AAA.
And
at least that's the way I understand
How many millions? Do we have a calculator in the studio A-Rod? How many millions is that?
I mean, it's going to take some time to do that. I mean, I can tell you right now, Antonio Bastardo, it's going to cost him almost $400,000. I mean, on average, it's between $300,000 and $400,000 for Everett Cabrera, the shortstop of the Padres. 50 games, $348,000 plus.
So you really have to multiply that by about three to figure out what their yearly salary is. 50 into 162.
Nelson Cruz, one of the higher paid that's on this list, at $2.7 million.
So it's going to be very interesting tonight. Are the Yankees on the road or are they home? I just forget. But in any event, A-Rod's reception will be very interesting across Major League Baseball. A lot of negative comments coming up from players and others, and fans especially.
And we're going to take a break from this conversation because we have an opportunity now to chat with Coach Jim Kizer, the Danville Ironman. The reason we're kind of breaking from it is, Coach, you're actually not practicing today. You're practicing your driver?
Yeah, we had the kids in at 7 o'clock this morning, so I go out and play golf for a girls' softball tournament up here at Danville High School.
Well, that's great. It's a cause well worth it. I appreciate you taking the time out. I won't keep you long. Bob Buhner also in the studio with us today. I wanted to chat with you a little bit about high school football and the Danville Ironman. I'll tell you what, with a few seniors that you had last year, you have to be very happy with the way the team performed and very, very excited about the underclassmen that are now becoming seniors this year and your chances this time around.
Yeah, absolutely. The kids played excellent football last year. You know, they did a really good job. And, you know, this group we have coming back, they're experienced now. You know, Sammy's been playing. This will be his third year as a starter. And Eric Laney and Weston Baylor. So we're excited about what we have coming this year. But the kids did such a great job last year. And those seniors did a great job for us.
Jim, Bob Buhner here. Do you feel, as you look at that 10-game schedule that you're confronting starting August 30th, that you, the Ironmen, have a big bullseye on their back?
Absolutely. Anytime you have a successful season and you have the amount of kids coming back that we do, you always think that you've got a bullseye. But we have a tough schedule to begin with. I mean, these kids can't overlook anybody because our schedule is brutal this year.
And last year you made it to the PIAA playoffs, went down to while missing at the Hershey Park, and ran into a senior-laden team of some incredible athletes and lost that game. And they went, of course, while missing, went on to win the state championship. Can you build on that by pointing out that while missing had a junior team that did all right and then brought 21 seniors to the playoffs last year, and maybe you can follow on that kind of success while missing had?
Yeah, actually, we talked about that as soon as the game was over down there. Coach Wolfram pulled me aside afterwards and said, "Coach, we got to, close to this point last year with a bunch of juniors, and we were all seniors this year." And he said, "I know that you guys are a very young team." He said, "So, keep your head up, and you got a good group. Maybe you can come back here." And I explained that to the kids, and the kids worked real hard in the off season.
Coach Jim Kaiser, the Danville Ironman, joining us here on the Steve Jones Show. Coach, when you look at this season, and I look at the Heartland Conference and actually District 4 AA, when you look at both of those two entities, it is probably the more competitive of the recent memory. I mean, is that the way you're going into it? Is it going to be one of those tough ones every night, league game or district game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a lot like last season, where every game's going to be nip and tuck. Whoever gets the breaks or whoever makes their breaks is going to be the team that's going to come out on top.
Coach, I want to talk to you a little bit about the heat acclimation that the PIAA has added now. A lot of coaches planning on doing it here in this week prior to the start of official practices on the 12th. What is it that you're looking to get out of this, and how are you setting up your heat acclimations to try and get things squared away and get these kids ready for the August, if we get it, the August heat?
Yeah. Well, we're going to go by the protocols that are set forth by the PIAA, and we're going to use, we're also going to use it as time to get our guys ready to go for the two-a-days that start on Monday. So, We want to make sure that the kids are ready to go. And, it's a big thing with this heat acclimation. You've got a lot of kids that have been getting sick and, how kids dying across the country. So I think it's a good idea. But, actually it gives us an extra 3 days of practice, so I kind of like that too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The controversy has been the 3 days extra of practice and not making it part of the first 2 weeks of practice. And obviously you think you like that.
Yeah, I kind of like that. We don't get spring football like a lot of states do. So, this is a little bit of a little let's get started early type of deal. So the kids can get their feet underneath them before we go out there and start knocking each other around on Monday.
Coach, a question for you. We know that you've got a great quarterback coming back in Western Baylor. Sam Dressler is going to be carrying the pigskin out of the backfield. And on defense, Eric Haney is everybody's all-star. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the unheralded kids that you look for a great season?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people overlook Isaiah Kroll. He's an outstanding back. He's our halfback. He's been for the last 2 years. A lot of people overlook him because Sam's so good, but Isaiah's done a great job for us. And we got a couple linemen, actually our whole line. I like to mention them because they work their tails off. They're not the biggest guys in the world, except for Blake Remy Snyder. For Blake, 6'5", 290, but the rest of them are all right around 200 pounds. And Isaac Troutman and Ian Ficca and Chris Humber and those guys, they've done just a great job the last 3 years for us.
You've had great success with basically small lines, usually smaller than the opposition, and smaller running backs. What do you think the key to that incredible success you've had leading the Ironman over the last years?
Well, I think it's the offensive scheme. We've gone to the wing tee when I took over, basically because we always did have the smaller offensive line. And we figured with the wing tee we could create angles for our guys. We didn't have to try and physically beat everybody. If we could get the angles, we could, you know, make a hole for our running backs, and it's worked for us.
Coach Jim Kizer, the Danville Ironman, I'll let you get back. Are you under par?
No, we actually were even.
Listen, that's better than what Steve and I did a couple of weeks ago. So you're definitely in a better situation now. Coach, thanks a lot for taking time out. We'll check in with you again a little later on in the season. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jim.
Coach Jim Kizer, the Danville Ironman, joining us from the golf course today. Appreciate his time and give us the opportunity to chat with him a little bit about what's coming up with the Danville Ironman. We'll talk a little bit more about the Seals. We'll try and chat about the Braves as well. And then more on Johnny Manziel's issues. They seem to be mounting. That'll all be coming up here on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And you can find us online, too, at WKOK.com. Don't forget the latest on the Major League Baseball suspensions at SteveJonesShow.com right now. Check it out.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Steve Jones taking some vacation time this week. Kevin Hurt, Bob Buhner in the Sunbury Motors Studio East. Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Today's program, talking a little bit about high school football, the suspensions in Major League Baseball, and a little Johnny Manziel update. All that sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Find out what they can do for you at purdyinsurance.com.
Well, Kevin, we have hijacked the Steve Jones Show. While Steve is sipping Mai Tais or similar beverages out in Tahiti, I think is the last report I had on him.
I don't know. They can't find him via satellite right now.
No,
they can't have. They've searched, but they can't find him.
Apparently, he has turned off the GPS system.
And I'd like it duly noted that I am not going to comment on vacation because I have had many more than he has. So,
yeah, I don't recall Steve ever taking a vacation.
No, this would be the first in the history of the program.
And so we've got a lot to talk about in the absence of our hero and mentor.
You know what? I tell you what, you couldn't have asked for more discussion today. We talked a little high school football last half hour with Jim Kizer, the Danville Ironman, and chatted a little bit about what's going on in Major League Baseball. A-Rod getting a 214-game suspension, 12 other players getting 50-game suspensions for PED use. And you know, and by the way, the complete list you can find at SteveJonesShow.com as well. One of them on the list, Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Antonio Bastardo, Nelson Cruz, the outfielder for the Texas Rangers. You know, there's a couple of guys on this list, like Peralta of Detroit and the Rangers, Cruz, that are going to be a very expensive loss, not only from their wallet, but for their teams that are fighting for playoffs contention.
I think Peralta might be a critical player for the Tigers. So the interesting thing to me, Kevin, is what is the common denominator? How do all these guys get down to that one little laboratory down in South Florida? And who introduced them to this? And the other question is, why is A-Rod suffering a season and a half suspension, the equivalent, and everybody else getting 50 games? And does that have something to do with the fact that he may not have had cooperated or has asserted his innocence and is going to go to an appeal with a board of arbitration? So lots of unanswered questions. What we know is names and numbers.
And 12 of the players have not debated this at all. They have not fought it. They will not fight it. They're going to serve their 50-game suspension. That includes the players that we mentioned there, along with a few others that are in the minors right now. But A-Rod at 214 is going to try and arbitrate his and try and fight his. Here's my thought behind that. Because if he doesn't, he's going to be done as a player anyway.
Yeah, this number of games at his late stage in what everyone thought was an incredible career is the equivalent of the death penalty. It's like a 70-year-old man getting a 60-year-old sentence, and they say, well, the jury and the judge spared him the life in prison. Well, he's going to get life in prison, the equivalent, because I don't see anybody carrying him in 2 years from now at his salary level.
But, Bob, we talked about this with Steve a couple of weeks ago, actually last week, when Pete Rose was discussing things and things that reasons he felt he should be back in baseball. And I'll tell you what Pete Rose did, again, at least to baseball, I'll put it that way, what he did to baseball with his violation, I still don't think deserved a lifetime ban, because it didn't tarnish the entire game. It doesn't change the way I look at it. When a pitcher throws a bad pitch into the dirt and it costs a run, I don't go, wow, I wonder if he was on the take with one of the bookies. No, I don't. When a player hits 40 home runs halfway through the season, I go, man, I wonder if he's juiced up.
It's not the ball that's juiced, right, or the bat. It's the player. And, you know, we saw that. You look at it this way. Right now, I believe leading the National League in home runs is Pedro Alvarez of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He has 27.
Right.
And wasn't it a few years ago, Mr. Bonds and that famous St. Louis slugger were approaching 70 home runs in a season?
Well, then you had Sosa in that mix, yeah, there with McGuire. And, yeah, and then, yeah, and guess what happened? You know, and guess what we found out later?
Yes, they were all juiced up.
So, although Bonds has never been proven again.
No.
As I've said many times, I said, I have a picture, I have a baseball card of him as a Pirate, and my son found one of him as a Giant, and he goes, is that the same guy?
Oh, this.
So, you judge from that.
Exactly. There was obviously something biological happening to his very adult body that was unusual, to say the least.
I think my thing with this is, the 214 games seems to be a lot, but he's already been suspended, or he's already been accused and admitted taking PEDs once, mm-hmm, after saying, no, I didn't. Now he's coming out again, no, I didn't. But there seems to be an awful lot of evidence that if Major League Baseball thinks that they can sustain a 214-game suspension, which is basically all of this, the rest of this year and all of next year, they must think they have plenty of evidence. And they also must think there might be some evidence of him tampering and fighting this investigation and trying to derail the investigation as well. I don't think that this is a very small punishment. I think this is a very effective punishment, and it might be too little.
And, you know, the difference is we all tend to look at this as we would like a criminal law case in the court system where, you know, guilt has to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. That's not the case in Major League Baseball. The standard of proof is much less, much lower, number one. And number two, the penalties are what the Major League Baseball gurus say they are, subject to going to arbitration. And there is a collective bargaining agreement between Major League Baseball and the Players Association that spells a lot of this out. You know, earlier this year, the catcher for the Phillies, Ruiz, Chooch, I think, as he's known to,
yeah,
Philly fans everywhere, he served a 50-game suspension.
For Adderall?
Yeah.
For ADD?
Yeah.
You know, now, did he follow the rules of taking it? It appears as though the answer would be no. But, you know, I'm as I've said again on this program several times and just to a friend earlier today when we were talking about it, I want my catcher focused, all,
yeah,
right? I want my catcher focused on the ball coming in and not going, who's that out in right field, yeah, in the stands in section 256? Yeah. No, yeah, I want him focused on the game.
Yeah, attention deficit disorder and catcher don't really go together very well.
Exactly. And I can speak from experience as having a son with ADHD, so I understand exactly what goes into it.
He's not the catcher on his team, is he?
No, no. I'm just happy when he catches, but that's a whole different story altogether. CBS News is reporting that an arbitrator would have 25 days to rule on his appeal. So A-Rod basically gets, we'll call it a stay of execution for 25 days now, and gets an opportunity to play. The evidence would be made public now.
Yes,
which
come
I
out.
Think is very interesting. If you're A-Rod and you want to look good in this, you have a really tough decision to make. Okay, I don't want this evidence to come out, whether it be that I took steroids in 10, 11, and 12, or that I actually had people go to this clinic, that I enticed them to go to this clinic, or that I even tried to derail the investigation. I don't want any of that to come out.
You know, Major League Baseball invests in the commissioner of Major League Baseball, whoever it is, and this, of course, now it's Bud Selig, formerly of the Milwaukee Brewers, with incredible power. And it's called the best interest clause. And it says basically that the commissioner of Major League Baseball can do whatever he wants to a player in terms of punishment or to an owner or to a team, as long as it's in the, quote, best interest of baseball, whatever that is. And apparently, Mr. Selig decided not to go there and to allow the arbitration rules to sort of guide this process. But there was a lot of talk that if A-Rod did try to appeal, that he would be punished with Commissioner Selig invoking the best interest clause and basically having him join Pete Rose on the bench that says, I can't ever go to a ballpark again and I won't get in the Hall of Fame.
Well, there was discussion that a lifetime ban was going to happen.
Yes.
And they were in negotiations, I guess, with A-Rod when they finally broke everything off. But the question I have to ask is, and I'm saying the reason I think he decided to go ahead and take this to arbitration and have all this evidence come out, even if it is negative against him, his career is on the line. He either gets a chance to beat this on maybe a technicality, assuming that Major League Baseball has enough, as you said, evidence against him, or he takes this and basically his career is over anyway. So you might as well let it all come out and hope that something happens that you can beat it on a technicality and finish your career.
See, Major League Baseball doesn't have to play by the rules as we would know them, where, you know, if someone isn't read their Miranda rights, the confession that they give is thrown out. Well, that doesn't work in Major League Baseball. It doesn't work that they somehow got evidence from a tainted source that could be subject to being not used in a criminal case because the source of that information is tainted. That doesn't apply to Major League Baseball. They have their own set of rules of evidence that are much different than what we see in criminal justice. So in other words, the commissioner's office in prosecuting a case like this doesn't have to rely on the niceties of the U.S. or Pennsylvania Constitution, et cetera. So it's a whole different process. Although there is some due process in this, it's not the same as we see in the criminal justice system. So the point is they can get evidence from lots of sources and use it that would never be allowed or tolerated in a court of law if A-Rod were charged with some type of a crime. And, you know, some of this stuff can actually be potentially criminal.
Especially if I would think that it would be criminal if he enticed somebody to go see the biogenesis plant and get steroids. I mean, there might be an argument there that you could actually make a case against.
Well, one of the questions would be, Kevin, if he had controlled substances in his possession and obtained them in a surreptitious or illegal way.
That's something that'll no doubt come out in this, too. And as we said earlier, the investigation, Major League Baseball sources saying that there are plenty of evidence here to uphold this particular 214 game ban, basically the rest of this season and all of next season. Now, again, there were 13 players in all. 12 have agreed to their 50 game suspensions. The complete list at stevejonesshow.com. We mentioned a few of them here, but one thing that I think is very interesting to mention: how much is baseball cracking down on this? And which I think is finally something they should be doing is cracking down on this. There have been 43 suspensions under the Major League Drug Agreement since testing with penalties first started in 2005. The longest has been 100 games. And Manny Ramirez retired 2 years ago rather than face a 100-game suspension.
And I'm just trying to think. We have 25 players on a Major League roster. We have, 30 teams in Major League Baseball? 30 teams?
Yeah, I have to think of it. That sounds about right. Yeah, about right.
So I want to put
Let's go with that.
I want to put it in perspective. That's 750 players that are on the Major League roster during most of the regular season. And we have 43 out of 750. But knowing there's people going up and down to the minor from the minor leagues up and the major leagues down or retiring, but that's a pretty significant number.
And again, one of the new names that came out today, I think that probably stands out to a lot of fans, is Phillies pitcher Antonio Bastardo. Yeah, he's going to receive a 50-game suspension, too. All these without pay, anywhere from $2.5 million to about $400,000 are what it's going to cost some of these players. Not like anybody's really worried about how much it costs the players. But
well, one of the other things to talk about is now A-Rod is apparently in the lineup tonight for the Yankees. And he's only in the lineup tonight because he's appealed his suspension. And while the appeal is pending, I think it's only fair because he's, you know, presumed innocent until proven otherwise of these charges that he be allowed to play. But what happens if he goes on a real tear and starts really helping to win games for the Yankees? Now, the Yankees are right around 500. They're kind of on the very edge of the outside of the playoffs at best. But what happens if he leads them on a tear and they get real close and all of a sudden the suspension kicks in 25 days from now or so, and the Yankees hang on and get a playoff spot? I mean, what are the other teams going to say? You know, they were using a player that, you know, ultimately gets banned for 200 games, and he gets them in the playoffs. Going to be a lot of unhappy team owners.
Yeah, there's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so,
as we said, a lot of stuff going on today. We'll talk a little more high school football in the next hour. We'll also have a chance to talk about Johnny Manziel's situation, which is receiving money, allegedly, for signing autographs earlier on in the year. Again, we'll chat about that a little bit more as we continue with the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Hearn, Bob Buhner today, sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Back to the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Hearn, Bob Buhner in the Sunbury Motors studio. 12 players besides A-Rod serving 50-game suspensions. A-Rod at 214. We'll give you the majority of the players on the list, the ones that aren't in the minors anyway. Antonio Bastardo, the Phillies. Everett Cabrera, the shortstop for the Padres. Francisco Cervelli of the Yankees. But he is actually, I think he's on the DL right now anyway, so... Nelson Cruz of the Rangers, one of the big names on there. Again, a couple of two or three guys that are actually in the minors. One Mariners catcher that's in the minors as well. And Johnny Peralta, another big name for the Tigers that was on this list, the shortstop. That's pretty much the big names that you'll hear on it. Like I said, a few of the guys, I think there's a total of five guys on the list that are actually in the minors right now that will be serving the suspension, including Fernando Martinez, who's on the AAA roster of the Scranton-Wilkesboro Rail Riders, formerly the Red Barons, formerly a Phillies affiliate in Scranton-Wilkesboro.
Yes, now the Yankees.
Yes. Yeah.
I was up
by the way, why
ago.
Change to the Rail Riders? I thought Scranton-Wilkesboro Yankees were fine, but
I
that's just me.
I went up there 2 weeks ago to see the see a game. 20 innings, 20 final score, 2-1. It 5 hours and 30 minutes of really bad baseball.
You should have got a ticket to see another game
we
for
did.
Free.
We did. I got
oh,
that.
Oh, well, that's good.
And something at the local Red Robin as well.
Oh, well, that's a good deal that you made out. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk a little Johnny Manziel and talk a little more high school football. It's the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.